My HbA1c was 7.9, and as I say, that the target is sort of 6 to 7, and the target they'd set me was 7, because it was a jump from 10, and I was just absolutely thrilled with that. But as you said, it sounds horrendous. It was fairly horrendous. I had to bribe the children to give me like 5 minutes at least of silence. I would put their tea on the table and I'd say, "Right, everyone's got to be quiet because I've got to count." So I would do my blood sugar and I would fill in what it was, and then I would have to open up my little reference book and work out the carbohydrate of what I was eating. Then I'd have to think, what time of day was it? Because my ratio of insulin in the morning was 1:1-1, which means I took 1 unit of insulin for every 10 grams of carbohydrate, but then I had to take off 1 unit of the total just because I didn't quite need exactly 1:1. By the time it gets to lunchtime, I'm taking 1.5 units to one. Sorry, I said 10 grams. Yeah, that's right, to one exchange. I'm still talking about exchanges, and I'm not supposed to. By lunchtime, my ratio is 1.5:1. And by tea time, my ratio is 2:1. So, for instance, if I'm eating 5 portions or 50 grams of carbohydrate, I'm actually doubling that in terms of the insulin I take. I'm taking 10 units for 5. So, depending what time of day it was, then you do your maths and you work out the injection you're going to take, and also bearing in mind other factors like alcohol and exercise, all of which has gone into in great detail during the Daphne course. There were about 10 of us around a table in a little room, a real mixed bag actually, and you get to know people because you share quite personal things. And of course, for some, I mean, in particularly some of the gentlemen, you get talking about impotence and Viagra, and of course we have a laugh. And then at times, you share people's struggles as well, especially 9 to 5. At any one time, any of us could be actually having a hypo, and we're there struggling trying to concentrate. And so there were jokes about who was eating the most custard creams, and someone I remember had a friend in the canteen, which was joked about, get supplied.